Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here again with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. Today, I want to talk about paying dues, paying your dues. Now, I've heard this a lot from seniors, elderly people, my grandparents, my father, my aunts and uncles. Every time I would complain about my status or my position in life or my pay or how things were going as far as my progression of moving from one level to the next, I would always hear the same phrase: you got to pay your dues first. You got to pay your dues first. It was almost like they were likening life to some kind of invisible club that I was a member of, and I had to pay monthly dues, and I wasn't aware what the dues were because I never got a statement or an invoice for those dues. But somehow life was taxing me for the gift of having life. There was a tax for just living. There was a cost, a fee for just being a human being and experiencing life in this third dimension. So as I continue to walk around with this semi-understanding of what paying my dues were or was or is, I continue to just find my way to make life better for me, find my way to rise from one level to the next, find my way to get more out of life than I was getting at the moment. But I had this revelation at one time, and this is what popped into my mind. Think about this. We live in what we call an environment, and you've heard the word environmental. And you probably thought about it. It's interesting, the word environmental has the word mental in it. So if you look up environ, environ means to wrap around. And mental means thought, thinking, logic. So if you break that word down and put it back together, environmental means the things that you are around, or the things that are around you, that are wrapped around you, your friends, your household, your community, your neighborhood, your schools. Anything that you're involved in and it is a part of something of your life, is wrapped around you, you're a part of it, it's a part of you, that's environmental. Okay? So that affects your interpretation, your thinking, your simulation of logic, and it almost now makes sense when they say, I can determine your trajectory of your life by the five friends that you hang out with, because that's an environmental influence, your friends. I can determine the trajectory of your life by the neighborhood or the project or the suburbs or the 90210 zip code that you come from, because that's environmental. So, huh? So the next thing I learned, and it was kind of vicariously, when I would go to school, because I loved school. I went to college. I graduated from high school and went on further. They always spoke of the levels of education, and the base level was fundamental. And I said, here we have the word mental again, which I know is thinking, logic, thought. But we have the word fund in front of it. Here we are again, paying something, paying a due to something that is not a monetary payment, but is a experiential payment. Meaning the struggles, the revelation you receive from the struggles, the challenge, the understanding you receive from the challenge, right? The pitfalls, the inner standing that you receive from pitfalls or downfalls. Right? Then your triumphs, things that you didn't believe you could do, and finally you see that you did triumph, the overstanding that you receive from being triumphant, Well, the actual fund that you were paying into for that mental logic, understanding, and revelation is the environmental fund. So your personal experience is a fundamental. Your personal edification for what you learn is a fundamental. You paid your dues by becoming wiser through practicing, becoming consciously competent until you become unconsciously competent. And then once you paid your dues as an individual, as a collective, you're then paying into a higher fund called the environmental. And the environmental is what you then give back to your community, your neighborhood, your school, your alma mater, because you go to share your mentorship with those that are still learning the fundamentals for their environmental. Okay? So how do you expedite the fundamental so the paying of dues that you're making don't bankrupt you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, or financially? How can you pay those dues for the fundamental and expedite, speed up, make time instead of spending time? You get mentorship. You listen to the elders in your community. You model your business or your life after a successful individual. You need a target to become like. You need a target to focus on. So the moral of this podcast is get your fundamentals, but also get mentorship so you can expedite your trajectory or expedite your success by getting a mentorship. And then go back to the community and be a blessing to the environment that you came from and the environment that you're a part of, and teach those that you've learned from paying your dues, from paying your fundamental, teach those in your environment how to be better themselves and expedite their timetable so they can achieve success faster than they would if you weren't available to be the target or the example for them to follow. So give back. And also in giving back, be a mentor and find a mentor. Increase your fundamental, continue to pay your dues, and be a blessing to your environment, because that's what it's all about, making each one better. Each one teach one. Don't be bitter. Be better. That's my podcast for the day. I hope that you have a better year this year than you had last year. Go forth and be prosperous. And I look forward to talking with you on the next podcast.